BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's podcast. Another round of our lyric game is on. Real or No Real with Danny Howard. One of our listeners is quite concerned about her potential new name and news of some exciting guests that we've got next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. All right, Chris.
All right, Mills.
Yes, we've made it to Friday, everybody. And we've got some amazing tunes coming up, including the Chemical Brothers with Go. And also, She's Kind of Hot, 5 Seconds of Summer is playing quite soon. I really cannot stop dropping food down myself, and it's becoming a real problem.
Do you know what you need to do with everything you do? Just slow down a bit. Just slow down a bit. You're always in such a rush.
Right, so I'm wearing white shorts today, and like, I've already got barbecue sauce down them.
Mm.
And you know who's exactly the same as this? It's my mum. She can't eat anything without it missing her mouth and it just going everywhere.
Like mother, like son?
I need some kind of bib affair. because it's like, have you not seen every time I eat something, which is like, you know,
yeah.
We see each other, this is a lunchtime show, it always goes down my top.
Do you know what? I'm going to write this down because, you know, we've been after a gap in the market. You know, celebrities who do socks.
Yeah.
There's a celebrity designer range for absolutely everything.
Scott Mills bibs.
Bibs. That's what I'm saying. Adult bibs.
I would love that.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC. Radio 1.
No more bolognese or barbecue sauce disasters ever.
Why are you wearing white shorts as well? Who does that? Cabin boy?
I think they're quite nice. It's a tailored short. That's allowed. Right, so this track is... it's been about for a while, actually. I know that Danny Howard's been playing it, and Pete Tong. This is a guy who co-wrote Good Times for Ella Eyre, and it's a Jackson 5 sample. It just makes me happy, this track.
Mm.
And I've got to tell you, I listen to this so much on my holiday.
Bit of you.
Because With Sun sounds amazing. It's Sigala and Easy Love, track of the day today.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
A large amount of beef from the listeners today. I don't know why. Hopefully that song has cheered them up a bit. Sigala, Easy Love, is track of the day on Radio 1. Proper summer tune. All we need is some actual summer. That would be good, wouldn't it?
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it? Right, so the beef at the moment is how I just pronounced the G in bolognese. I do apologise. Bolognese.
Why are people getting stressed? It's Friday.
Like hundreds of people saying, oh, I'm quite horrified. You just said G in bolognese.
Who says the G in bolognese?
Dear BBC.
Chill out.
Bolognese. Could be worse. I could call spaghetti sketty.
Yeah.
Sketty bolognese. Yeah.
Mm.
That annoys you, doesn't it? Huh? And also being called out on my white shorts. Look, they're not bright white. They're not like Wimbledon white. They're just a bit off-white. Almost a grey, I would say. With bolognese down them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Definitely think the adult bib idea is one for Deborah Meaden.
It's a goer.
When we next speak to her. Because as an adult, you shouldn't feel bad about wearing a bib. They shouldn't just be for babies. Do you know what I mean?
Adult bibs.
Thank you. Write that down.
Do you remember when you always used to play that clip on... I shouldn't say it because it will come back again, but, you know, the adult baby clip. Actually, this could work in this situation. For once, I wouldn't mind it being played if it was, say, the name of the business.
I'm an adult baby?
Yeah, written on the bib. It's actually...
yes.
Actually quite a good idea. Why do we say these things on the radio?
That's great.
You know there'll be some dragon or something listening right now who goes and takes this and gets millions...
I'm an adult baby. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I can't even remember why you had to say that.
That was a long time ago. No, do you know what that was? That was, you convinced me, probably one of the first things I did when I first started here on your show was you made me do a call to someone and that you actually suggested that's one of the things I should say to them.
Oh, yeah.
And then claimed it was something that came out my head, out the blue.
I'm an adult baby.
There it is.
Oh, my word, that's retro.
That's like 3 years ago.
Let's get that on the bib.
That's the name of our business, though, on the adult bib. I'm loving it. Yesterday, on this show, only the young were on playing innuendo bingo and Chris was in the middle. being turned slowly like a kebab on a spinny chair. And it was a really good one. Pretty wet. It's on iPlayer for you to watch right now.
Next, we're going over to The House Doctor on Channel 5. Now, The House Doctor's inspecting this couple's house, and she loves it. They've completely redecorated the house. And here's how.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me more yellow. I don't believe it. Finally, I have something to look at. This is a fabulous room.
Oh, you actually like this room, then?
You shot your entire wad in one room.
They spent all the money on the one room, which is silly, I think. They should have distributed the money all the way through the house. So Only the Young, Innie Under Bingo. If you fancy watching it on telly, it's a bit of a treat. Go to BBC iPlayer, because it's there now. It's its own programme. I never thought I'd see the day when we started Innie Under Bingo, you could watch it on telly.
The spinny chair was a good move as well. That was a new one. It was like almost what we should get in is the voice chair and get that spinning. Press
that's the
button.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Innuendo Bingo in the voice chair.
Think of this like the pilot. Do you know what I mean? We can merge Innuendo Bingo in the voice to create something quite magnificent.
You know, on the last series of The Voice, for a while, in the reception here, there was one of the voice chairs. Surely we could borrow one.
Imagine if the people playing the guitar or singing along, where they're doing their audition and
getting
the judges
absolutely
turn around and spit on them at the same time.
That would be awesome. Right, we're writing all this down. We're coming up with loads of ideas today.
This is good.
And this is Taser, Wet Dollars. So this is our last show in the afternoon for 2 weeks. So we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy starting on Monday a fortnight.
I'm sorry, I was well worried there. I thought this wasn't a planned announcement. I thought this was you just going violently off piste.
Oh, do you think I was off?
I thought that was it. I honestly thought for a split second there. I was looking around going,
All right. Do you think you're all fired?
I think that's how you'll do it one day, though. It'll just be a casual announcement, because you'll want to say it on air.
Now, what I'll do is a bit like on, if anyone's seen that scene on Alan Partridge. So you'll all be in one room and I'll be in the other. And I'll just be talking to you on some kind of intercom. I'm afraid that's it, guys. It's all over.
It's an interesting one with you because you don't like conflict.
No.
But I thought it was quite massive of you just then to sort of fire us all here.
Yeah.
Well, looking
and also,
at us.
I probably would do it. No, I wouldn't look at you. I'd do it from another room. Or probably by email.
Yes.
When that day comes. No, we're on the breakfast show next week, and I can tell you we've got some amazing guests. I've had to keep a lid on this all week, and I've been wanting to tell you for ages. So on Monday's show, we're going to catch up with Niall from One Direction. He's not in the UK at the moment, but that won't stop us catching up with him. So we'll speak to him on Monday. We've not spoken to Niall for ages.
No.
I just thought he'd be a good one to speak to. And he's on course for number one today with Drag Me Down. So Niall is on the show on Monday morning, just after 8. Tuesday on the show, we've got Amy Schumer, which I'm really looking forward to. I saw her new film, Trainwreck, yesterday, and it's so funny. She's just like one of those people I can just look at and she makes me laugh.
Yeah, she reminds me of... Who was it? Who was the actress who came in that I think you really respect and you really like? And therefore, I think they really like you as well. The kind of person that I know you'll really get on with. Kristen Wiig. Yes.
I love her.
Yeah, I think it's a similar kind of vibe. Like,
you I hope
someone,
so.
Like you, she really is your type of
Yeah, I find her proper
actress,
funny,
yeah.
Like laugh out loud funny. So Amy Schumer, I'm really looking forward to that on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday on The Breakfast Show, we've got some tickets for Reading and Leeds, which could be yours.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This was surprisingly popular yesterday, so I'm doing it again.
BBC.
Turn it up.
Radio 1.
Do you remember the song meanings game we played yesterday? I just kind of did it as an off-the-cuff thing yesterday. I did not expect it to be that popular. There were so many people texting in, trying to guess what the song was from the description that was given. Like pages and pages of text. And loads of people going, that game really cheered me up on a long journey, because people love a quiz. They love a quiz.
They do. They love it.
So this is a website I found the other day, and it's got loads of song meanings on it. So it'll give you the lyrics to pretty much every pop song in the last 10 years. And then people on a forum give their thoughts on what their interpretation of the song is. Because everyone, you know, thinks differently about songs and what it might be about. So we've taken some more descriptions of one song from this website, and we're going to play them out to you now. Someone in the office has read them out for us, and we have to guess what song it is from the description that this person has left on one of these forums. Okay?
Okay, right.
Play along, please.
It does require quite a bit of thinking, this. I feel like I was in exam kind of territory yesterday. It was like, really had to think about it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's Friday afternoon. It's a good excuse for people to down tools for a little bit and just crack
stop,
on with
stop
this.
Stop what you're doing and see if you can work out what song this is from what this person thinks it means.
The deep metaphor is that the singer criticises the image of being a devotee to some specific person. It's really them saying all the things on the surface in a sarcastic tone.
Whoa.
Right, okay, this has already got quite deep.
Head's fizzing a bit.
Okay, so this is someone analysing the words of a song.
Yeah. So they're saying the deep metaphor is that the singer criticises the image of being a devotee to some specific person.
Oh, it's like some GCSE question, this.
It's A-level, this.
Okay, well, let's break it down. So
they're being sarcastic in the song, whoever it is, and they're having, from what I make of it, they're having a bit of a go at, like, stereotypes.
Okay, so it says the singer, so it's not saying if it's a he or a she.
Yeah, we don't know.
At the moment.
No guesses
like,
yet.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be someone very independent. And someone, it's probably someone who talks quite deep, because it is quite a deep thing to be sarcastic the whole way through a song.
Maybe it's not quite right, but if I was going to say If I Were a Boy by Beyoncé, because that's quite sarcastic, isn't it?
Yes.
Should we go with that because we've got nothing else?
All I'm thinking at the moment is Kanye West. You know, he likes to get deep.
Okay.
But look, let's go with your one for now.
A few people are saying, is it Take Me to Church? Not a bad guess. Next.
Take, for instance, the grandiose setting of the video where it appears as if the singer just spent days preparing a big party. The scale is so big that it's unrealistic, thus signalling ironic undertones.
Right, so it looks like they've been getting ready for a big party, but the party's so ridiculous and grand that they're being ironic. Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're looking for someone who can have a massive party.
Yeah.
Who normally has a massive party in their videos, then?
Pitbull. All his videos are parties.
Pitbull's not a bad shout.
Or any dance act, because it's always some girls on a beach in Ibiza.
Yeah. Yeah, true that. I mean, Kanye's still not a bad shout, but I don't know what video it would be of his.
Having a big party.
And actually, his videos lately are really simple, aren't they?
Yeah. Who else does ridiculous videos? Psy,
yes. Yes. But, and it's meant to be ironic. In fact, Psy's a good shout, because his stuff's really over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, and quite ironic.
I
think we need another clue. Can't be sight, it might be. Okay, next one.
The overproduction of the audio and the heavenly reverb of the vocals and guitar evoke a feeling of sweetness, but in fact, the feeling of sweetness is so strong that it's sickening.
Right, so a song with a lot of ridiculous production on it. Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do.
Yes. What about...
That's a lot of production.
What are you saying about... Because they say the guitar in this one, that it could actually be the singer of a band.
Yeah.
Could be a band.
And it's a song that's so kind of over the top, it makes you feel a bit sick.
Yes, that does make us feel a bit ill,
doesn't it?
It makes
me feel ill, yeah. Lily Allen, The Fear, is a good one. That's a good guess.
Yeah, Chris and Newmarket says, what about Justin Bieber, that Beauty and the Beast one?
Beauty and the Beat.
Yes, that's the one, yes.
Yep. The Grenade song, Bruno Mars, says Andy. So it's a song that evokes a feeling of sweetness, but the feeling of sweetness is so strong that it's sickening.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of songs that make me feel a bit sick.
No, I think Gotye is a good shout. Mm. I don't think he's right for this, though.
That's not really a sweet song. It just makes me personally want to feel a bit nauseous.
Surely there's a Pitbull one. We love him to bits, right? But surely there's a Pitbull song.
I know you want me.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's slightly sickening. Let's go with Pitbull.
What one?
Oh, it could be any of them, couldn't it?
Don't know whether it's a boy or a girl.
True.
Okay. Last clue.
Deep meaning aside, they're talking about hopping on the good foot and doing the bad thing.
Who?
She compares herself to a gift, describes popping confetti, getting out big balloons, and making it like a birthday every day.
Oh.
All very naughty.
It's about sex. That's what it's about.
No, it's not.
It is. It's being ironic.
Popping confetti.
Huh?
Popping confetti's got nothing to do with that.
Big balloons. Make it like a birthday every day.
I think you're reading too much into it.
I think that is what the song is about.
So it says
it's not about a birthday at all.
That rules out Pitbull.
The clue's just given it away.
What? Taylor Swift.
No. Birthday by Katy Perry.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
It's time to get out the big balloons.
Oh, that's one of the lines of the song, isn't it?
And she compares herself to a gift and makes it like a birthday every day. It is a month, thanks. Did you know this song was a month?
I didn't read too much into it before.
Did you just think it was about birthdays? Birthday, Katy Perry.
I played this at my nan's birthday recently.
Oh, no, 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 no. I hope she didn't know what it means.
I heard you're feeling nothing's going right. Why don't you let me stop by? The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. Happy birthday.
And many more. Let me get you
thing.
In your birthday suit. What part of that did you not realise?
It's the balloons things.
Big balloons.
Do you know what? You do hear that song in a completely different way now.
I mean, it's opened a lot of people's eyes. Matt in Birmingham says, oh no, I've heard this song so many times. It is about that. Lol that you played that at your nan's birthday.
I know, awkward. Balloons, like, she loves that song.
Mm. Does she?
Yeah.
Don't tell her.
Dances along to it.
Don't tell her. Okay, stare at me for the next 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
No, not this time of the day.
Stare at me. Here we go. Oh, this is awkward already, isn't it? I'm playing Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky. If you're with someone at the moment, try and stare them out through this whole song. See if you can do it.
I'm on the 14 carats. I'm 14 carats.
Yes, you are.
Doing it up like my eyes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, you looked away.
I had to, because you're just staring at me. It's weird. And also, why your starey face is really, it's very odd. It's very intense. Yes. It's very creepy.
Mm. That is a really awkward one to stare someone out to. I Just Want to Look Good for You by Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky on BBC Radio 1. When our resident singing teacher Felicia taught you how to sing like Ariana,
yeah,
can you still remember any of it?
I remember the very start. Hey baby, no, I love you. No, yeah. That first bit I remember.
Yeah, my favourite one, I think, even though I did enjoy the Sia one, I think you learning how to sing like Ellie Goulding was my favourite.
Was it
with the Pasta Satellites?
Love Me Like You Do.
Yeah, it's really good.
She's a good teacher.
She's a great teacher. Ariana Grande, Iggy Azalea, Problem on BBC Radio 1. Yes, it's Friday, and the summer tune from Ray Strummerd. This could be us coming up, and Leanne LaHavis before 2:30. Oh, wow. Every time I watch this Tom Daley video, you know him on the BBC reception?
Mm.
I see something different every time. We're talking about it on Breakfast this morning. They got Tom Daley dressed up in a suit and tie, and he sat on the BBC reception for ages, taking calls, giving people passes into the building and trying to put people through on the phone. I think he coped with it quite well.
He got proper stuck in with it.
Yeah. He'd be good at admin if he wasn't so good at diving. It's on BBC iPlayer now. Give it a watch.
Are you HR staff?
No.
Have you got a short-term pass?
No.
Are you a contractor?
No.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
It's my first day.
Like, when people start walking towards, I've, like, all of a sudden become, like, terrified.
You are Tom Daley, aren't you?
How do I even transfer?
Is that you just hang up on me again? Is it that hard?
It's one of those phones that's a lot more complex.
Do you know what? I haven't actually got time for this.
Oh, okay, yep, she's definitely gone. She's going to be livid. This job gives you a headache.
Livid. Rochelle from the Saturdays there was put through as well. Sorry, Rochelle from X Factor. That's Tom Daley video. It's on the iPlayer now, and it's him on reception at BBC the other day. It's really good. And all these people, you see them walking in, and they kind of like got their head down, just walking into work. They catch a glimpse and they're like, whoa, straight back. Look
at
him. Is that Tom Daley?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Roy Strummer, This Could Be Us, sounding good on a Friday on BBC Radio 1. I'm not sure there's anything I enjoy more than knowing about pop stars' love lives. I'm hearing that Nick Jonas and Kendall Jenner might be a thing.
Really? Yeah. Everyone gets paired with Kendall Jenner, though, don't they?
Yeah.
But it's only a matter of time till me or you get paired. It's literally, I'm sure every day there's a new rumour on that front.
Chris, I don't think Scott Mills, is ever going to be rumoured to be with Kendall Jenner. I don't think it's going to happen.
Please talk more often in third person like that. Talk about yourself.
I don't think Scott is going to do that. Or Kendall. Also, there's unconfirmed reports. I don't know whether this is entirely true, that Perry has deleted all photos of Zayn off her Instagram.
I'm having a look on her Instagram at the moment, and there aren't any pictures of her and Zayn, so that would suggest that's the case, right?
Well, there was before. Quite a lot of them.
But that's what you do. You have a clear out, don't you?
Yeah. And she's having a clear out. Meanwhile, Zayn's been busy favouriting pictures of Kylie Jenner on his.
Right. Okay. I'm getting her confused with Kendall Jenner then.
Yeah. Kylie is the quite. Was she 17, 18, I think?
Is that why I'm getting. What, is that why I think someone's always been linked with someone Jenner?
Because you're getting your two mixed up there.
That'll be it.
Yeah. So I told you you'd do it by text, by the way. What did I say to you?
You did.
I said, I bet he's done that by text. And it came out the next day, text message. Busy on social media in the early hours of Thursday morning, just like in Kylie's pictures, as you do. Bit soon. Also, you can now get bets on who he's going to date next. Kendall Jenner is in one of the bets. Also, Rita Ora, strong possibility.
Heavy words, little lies, telling everything but the truth.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, it's Friday, this is Radio 1. Just witnessed something quite incredible in the BBC lifts.
Stuff always goes down in the lifts when you're in it.
There's a lady, I'm saying she was, I'm saying she is 60.
Don't need to say her age. Because if she's listening, you're only going to insult her.
She's not in the lift now, she got out of floor 6. But she's having like a proper little mum jig to the 1975.
Oh.
I really enjoyed it. Kind of wanted to film her, but then realised that's really not appropriate. She was having a great time, just jigging away. Only the shoulders, obviously, because mum.
Did you claim responsibility?
Yeah, that's my show, actually. I didn't. Next time I will.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. We was the flies up
in the building. Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj and Chris Brown, All Eyes On You. Hey, Rita Ora just dropped that new song with Chris Brown on it, and we're going to play that after 3 o'clock. Literally happened a couple of hours ago. Rita Ora and Chris Brown, her new song. It's big.
I sent her a bit of a sarcastic message on Twitter yesterday, by the way. Ora? Yeah.
What have you done?
Well, because she did one of those tweets. You know, pop stars often do it where it's like, who's ready before the song came out? You know, before she officially sort of
released
the song.
They all do it. Is everyone ready? 2 hours to go.
Yeah. And it was really short and it just said, so who's ready? # body on me. That's the name of the song, right?
Yeah.
And I just put, I didn't really think it through, but give me a couple of hours, just see England over the line, then I'm ready.
But then I forget,
you know, I sometimes act like an ambassador for you and I worry I've made you look a bit bad then.
Maybe, yeah. She says that in the advert where she sings, doesn't she? I'm ready. Do you know what I mean? I'm ready. Like, no one actually speaks like that. I'm ready. Rita Ora, after 3. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Good, I got your email and I want you to talk me through it.
Okay, I've been with my boyfriend for, I think it's almost 4 years now. We've been living together for the last 2 years or so. It's quite serious and stuff. And
What's his name?
His name is Daniel. Name's Daniel, yeah.
4 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's quite a while. So we're obviously kind of at that stage where we're not quite talking about, you know, getting married and stuff, but we've been, like, hypothetically talking about our future and stuff.
Oh, it sounds perfect.
yeah, because obviously, like, we're living together, so it's just the next kind of logical step.
Yeah, of course. And you seem very happy.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely. It's amazing. It's great and stuff.
And how is it living together? Is he a good person to live with?
Yeah, it's living with a boy, but yeah, it's all right.
With a boy.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a bit messy and stuff, but no, it's good. It is really good.
Oh, but you love him.
I do. I love him very, very much.
What's your favourite thing about him?
That he is very funny. We are very funny, but nobody else finds us funny.
We are very funny.
Funny no, couple, are you?
Very funny, but only to each other.
All right, so no one else finds you funny apart from you.
No, exactly. Yeah.
That's really sweet, though.
I like
it. That's lovely when, as a couple, you can make yourselves laugh, even if no one else is laughing along with you.
But yourself, fine.
Yeah, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Daniel just sounds perfect, doesn't he?
Yeah, but there's one thing that came up the other day when we were having a drink. Basically, we started talking about our future a little bit, like we do, and it gets a little bit more kind of intense when we had a couple of wines and stuff. Yeah, and we started talking about getting married and, you know, what that would entail and what kind of, you know, marriage activities we'd have together, like dinner parties and things like that with our friends.
It'll change when you're married, you know.
Oh, I know. I'm really excited for it, like, but that's when we started talking about... our names.
Your names?
Yes, our names.
Okay, well, you're Laura and he's Daniel.
Yes, that's fine. And that's not a problem. It's our last names that are the problem.
Oh, here we go.
Well, Daniel's last name is Ball, which, I mean, I find that remotely funny and I always have ever since we kind of met. He doesn't find anything funny about that whatsoever.
No, nothing funny about balls.
No, there isn't.
Well, no. But then, like I said, we started talking about if we kind of have dinner parties and things like that, and that our friends and our friends' kids and stuff are going to start referring to us as the Ball.
No, and, come on, don't laugh.
Sorry.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
No, I think it's perfectly fine.
The Balls would like to invite you to their wedding.
Mr. and Mrs. Balls will see you now.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
Yeah. There's nothing funny about balls.
When I was younger, I always kind of dreamed that, you know, when I grow up and I'll marry somebody with a normal name and maybe I'll be like Laura Jones or, you know, Laura Smith or something.
Not Laura Balls.
But, yeah, well, now I'm going to be part of the Balls family.
The gap between the balls and the hole... seems a lot further than what it did out there.
But in your Nabingo from the cube there, everybody, just reminding you.
Well, so what happens then? You know, we're making plans. I'm a family friend. I'll drop you the text. Are the balls out tonight? ?
Well, that's the issue there, isn't it? Like, it's always going to crop up and there's always going to be new jokes that come from it.
I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Talking about the great golfer Seve Ballesteros there.
Legend.
Ledge. What's your current surname, please?
It's Smydor.
What? Hodor?
Smydor.
Smydor?
Smydor, you've made that up.
No, I haven't. It's Smydor.
Are you off of Game of Thrones?
I wish.
So if you had a double barrel name, your names would be Smydor Balls.
Yeah, we also did talk about that. We talked about merging them, but...
No, don't.
No.
Ball Smydor.
Men are quite keen on keeping their last name. Because, I mean, I suggested that we both change our name to something, but he's not having any of that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I think it's going to have to be Balls.
Yeah.
Have you had the discussion yet about what your kids may be called? You know, the hypothetical discussions.
Well, yeah, we have. And the
Rubber.
Thing is, we haven't actually talked about... we would call them, but we've talked about the ones that have to be eliminated.
Yes.
Okay, like
well,
what?
Yeah.
Well, we can't have a girl called Crystal.
No, you can't.
Oh, please do it. Crystal well, Balls. Any others?
Yeah. Iona. We can't be...
Yeah.
No, just lots of different ones, really. So it's a minefield.
Looks that way, doesn't it?
It's actually an interesting thing, though, because when you go out with someone, you don't tend to look to the name as the problem. But 4 years in, I appreciate that is a discussion that you're now having because you want things to be serious, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is serious. And, yeah, this is a discussion that needs to happen. But you should have looked out for this at the start.
But you don't. I always find you don't look out at the start. You don't even question the surname at the start.
No.
That was the case, then Danny wouldn't be with me either.
No, Schmeldor.
Yeah.
You just made that clear.
All right, well, good to speak to you, Schmeldor.
Thanks.
Please let us know what you decide when you do.
Okay, I will. I'll drop you an email.
Good chatting. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Also, Laura, Harry Balls is definitely another name for your child you should avoid. I think Richie Balls is off as well.
There's a fair few names.
Little Mix. Black Magic on BBC Radio 1. People loved that conversation with Laura Balls there.
Yeah.
Little Mix are number one at the moment. They've been number one for 3 weeks. But will they be on today's official chart? I think it could be One Direction, because that's been massive, massive, massive this week. Drag Me Down. Find out from four on the official chart with Greg on BBC Radio 1. And we've not spoken to for flipping ages. Niall from One Direction is on with us when we're doing breakfast 10 past 8 on Monday morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so this new Rita Ora track is out. It's called Body on Me. I'm going to play it now. It features Chris Brown, who she's been working with on this new album. Now, obviously her track Black Widow in America with Iggy Azalea was massive, but this is actually Rita's debut song to be released in America. She's not released anything else apart from Black Widow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a really good video directed by the same guy that does like all of Kendrick and Justin Timberlake's videos, and it's going to be played for you now. I'm going to play it for you. Rita Ora and Chris Brown, and the track is Body on Me. Give it a listen. Tell me your thoughts.
Baby, let's cut down the lights.
The Scott Mills Daily.
She's in Southpaw, that Jake Gyllenhaal film as well at the moment. That is Rita Ora, first single from her new album, which will be with us later in the year. Ed Sheeran, Diplo, Chris Brown and Prince have been writing for her for this album. I don't know what the noises are at the start.
Sounds a little bit Lion King.
It is quite Lion King.
Yeah.
But,
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rachel Platten, fight song on BBC Radio 1. That needs the push the tempo treatment.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Hi, Danny Howard.
Leave it with me.
Yeah. Well, you need to get that on because it's a big song. That's going to be a massive hit.
It doesn't matter what song it is. We're pushing the tempo of Rita Ora tomorrow.
Yes. Mm. How is your life at the moment, please? Fabulous smelling one.
Sleepless.
No sleep?
About 3 hours.
You love it, though.
Nice about that. Yeah, I do love it. It's amazing. And still, I don't know, recovering from last week's epic weekend in Ibiza. Yeah.
I know. It's on iPlayer and it looks like everyone just had the best time.
We literally did. And it looked amazing as well. So everyone who watched it online and listened, like, all just said it all sounded epic. And it's going to make them want to go next year. So, yeah.
I reckon it does. I reckon every time people, like, sit at home watching it, like, next year, like, right, with their mates, we're going.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was your favourite bit?
Personally, Eric Murillo is like my all-time hero. So it was quite a weird moment when I was finishing off my set and he came up behind me, like, ready to go on. That was quite weird. But I think I love Red Light Set. That was amazing. Obviously, Calvin and Disclosure. I mean, it was just so massive. Faithless, what a great way to finish it all off. They were just so good.
And you're on for Annie Mac tonight?
Tonight, yes. She's still in Ibiza. At the moment, she's stranded.
We've lost her to Ibiza.
Well, that's it. That's 20 years. I think Pete Tong was last seen in Pikes. I don't know where he is now.
Annie didn't mind.
Hello, Greg. Annie's still stranded. I thought of worse places to be stranded in, though. So I'm going to be covering for her tonight, yeah.
Okay, cool. 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Danny Howard, big gig that, mate.
Yeah, I know. I hope my voice still stays.
You'll be good. Greg James is here ahead of the official chart, which is in 15 minutes on Radio 1. Are you going to be our real or no real voice today?
Yes.
Oh, I like it when you do this. Oh,
yes.
Oh, we need some more girls in here. Lad special. Greg, what's the first fact
I'll
today?
Pitch it up a bit if you want.
No, it's fine. Oh.
The last letter to be added to the English alphabet was J.
J. That's the randomest fact I think I've ever heard on this game.
It is a random fact, isn't it? Because you'd think it would be the last letter of the alphabet.
No.
But why? So suddenly they've decided there's a need for another letter.
Were they making words and thought there's something missing here?
But how did you spell things without J before?
Like joking. O-king.
Oh, I was only oaking.
Yeah.
Imagine a world without the letter J. The things would miss out on. Jesse J.
I know.
Alt J.
Wouldn't that world be rubbish?
It really would.
Jamiroquai.
Union J.
Greg Ames.
Amiroquai.
Miraguay.
Oh, I don't know how we would manage without Jay. But was it the last letter to be added to the English alphabet?
Well, because it's so random, I'm going to say real.
I think it's so weird, this one, because they must have... how did they decide there was that many letters? Surely there's a limit. So I think no real.
That one is real.
So yes, what? Yes. So the last letter to be added to the English alphabet was J. It was added in 1524. Up until then, they just used the letter I. What? I-S-E-I would be Jesse J.
Must have been.
That's stupid. And next.
Crabs have their own version of a fist pump.
Wicked.
Well, you would know.
Oh, nearly a year ago, that.
Sorry. Had to bring it up.
Feels like yesterday.
It really does. Someone mentions that to me every day still. Every day.
And rightly so.
Are you worried that in the new Strictly Come Dancing, someone else is going to do a sort of sea-based outfit and it's going to eclipse the crab?
The lobster.
I don't think it's going to.
Yeah.
Can't eclipse that.
Can't. No, I don't think so. Nothing to worry about.
Someone's going to come out as a killer whale or something.
Thing is, they've
you're
got
to be forgotten.
Yeah, there's always a gimmick. You know, you've just got had a good year out of it. So, do crabs have their own version of a fist pump? When they're like, yes, it's Friday, fist pump.
Yeah, that's wicked. So, or do you mean that they sort of pass other crabs and put out a fist? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, safe. Crab bump, like a bump.
Mm. Safe, bruv.
Safe. Yes or no?
No, real.
Real.
That one is real.
What? Yes. Male ones use it to attract female crabs, if you know what I'm saying.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, I see.
So it's more of a, hello, my doll.
Crab lads.
Yes. Yeah, but crabs can't make a fist, can they?
Crabs on tour, mate.
Crabs on tour.
Crabs, 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 crabs.
Good. And next.
Eric Murillo, Red Light, Jamie Jones, Dusky and Target all got on so well during Radio 1's Ibiza weekend that they formed a five-a-side football team.
Well, I didn't get an invite. What's going on?
Well, love a kick around. Five-a-side, there's not enough room.
Fair enough then.
That's because you stalk Eric Murillo.
I know it is. Like, we don't want him.
Yeah, you can be like the cheerleader.
I would be marking your own man. You're my team. Get away, Danny.
Everyone did get on so well.
Who's Dusky?
Dusky. You know Dusky. TV producer from London.
Like Duffy?
Not really. A bit deeper.
I know Red Light. I know Murillo. I know Target.
Dusker.
Dusker.
Jamie Jones.
Jamie Jones. Do I know him?
King of the Underground, UK.
Oh,
Hot
no.
Hot Creations. Hot no. Natured. You know Hot Natured? Benediction. Yes. He's part of that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Who's Dusky?
They are their own people.
Okay. Oh, it's two people.
Dusky. It's two people.
Well, then they can't do a five-a-side team, can they? Because that's one, two, three. There's five people. Dusky brings it up to six.
Maybe there's a substitute.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You'd be gutted if you weren't part of this, though, Danny, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. So I'm going to say no real just because I want to be part of it.
Okay.
Is this the kind of thing that goes on out there? I mean, surely you're too busy sleeping and then DJing.
Do they, but do they have any spare time to play it?
That's a good point.
Eat, sleep, rave, five-a-side. Repeat.
I think this is no real.
Quick game of five-a-side with Murillo. That one is no real.
Made up. But you're relieved now, aren't you, Danny?
Yes.
And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
In 1993, the US government spent over $250,000 on research into pickles.
What? Why? Why would they do that?
There's always pointless research, though, isn't there, for everything? I mean, some of it's obviously very... need to point to it, but a lot of it is pointless.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to spend, though, on pickles.
Why would you do that?
It's weird that they've picked...
$250,000 on pickles.
Big business.
It was a long time ago, though, so were they even, like...
Is there anything you want to know about pickles, Danny?
It's like $1 million now, isn't it? Real or no real, please?
Not much I want to know about pickles, so no real.
I think this is no real.
That one is real.
What? Yeah, you're damn right it's real. The story is, after over a year of studying, researchers came up with a lower salt kosher dill pickle. Gosh. Well, you asked. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 20, Danny got 20. It's a draw.
Boring draw.
Greg James, you've got the official chart today. I know that Little Mix number one at the moment with Black Magic, but could all that change today?
It could, because Calvin Harris and One Direction have been selling very well this week. Find out who is number one just before 5:45 today.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Scott.
7 p.m. tonight, Danny Howard starts the weekend on BBC Radio 1. Next week, you've got Matt Edmondson in the afternoons, and we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Monday morning from 6:30 with Niall from One Direction. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.